There's a lot of things that are going on around the world. And I don't know about you, but no matter what you try to do, these things that are occurring do impact you. They impact your being, they impact your life, they impact your day. Even though you might not be thinking about a certain thing, it's there at the back of your mind. And it's very difficult to concentrate on certain things. How does one come to peace with knowing that there are atrocities occurring around the world? One thing that comes to my mind is that could be me. That could be my children. That could be my family. And it makes me ever so grateful for the things that I have. Peace is something very hard to get by nowadays. Peace begins with a smile, as Mother Teresa told us. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. It's very easy to say these things, but also it's difficult to practice them because you know full well that peace in itself is one of the highest goals that all of us want to attain. Peace in our lives, peace in our homes, peace out of our homes, and just everything that we do. I believe that peace can only be achieved when we collectively work together for peace. Whether that's inside your home or someone else's home out there, if there is no peace in a certain country, we will not live in peace. And that is what I've learned throughout this process. Whatever wars I have lived through, and I wouldn't say I've lived through World War I and II, but the wars that are occurring around us right now, they will impact us for years to come. It will impact us indirectly, but think of the impact of the people who actually live there on the ground. How is their peace disrupted? How is their peace affected by this, what they face every single day? It's important that we speak about what's going on in our minds. It's very important. Peace is costly, unfortunately, but it is worth the expense. And the only way we can create that peace is by removing the violence, removing the hate, removing the racism from our societies. That's the only way we are going to be able to create peace. If one community has something against another community, unless they remove that thing, that barrier, it's what we call it, that disrupts the peace, there will be no peace. It's very logical. And you can't expect a community to live a certain way and to abide by your rules, even though it is the land that they live in, for that is a state of oppression. And like we're told, if you want to be that change you wish to see in this world, you have to act it out in your life. Whether that's how you treat people, whether you have a business and how you conduct your trading, all these things come into play. It's no good me saying, hey, I'm a peace-loving individual, and then behind this camera, I treat people like dirt, or I break ties, and I don't be fair in my dealings when it comes to my money. You're not creating peace for someone else. You're trying to feed yourself. And that's one of the biggest issues we have today, is feeding the self. The more we do that, the more we will come to realize that no matter how much we feed ourselves, no matter how much we feed our desires, they will never be enough. You can never fulfill that. But what you can do is, when you give someone else peace, when you help them with the means that you have in front of you, that is when beautiful peace can be created. But where do we start when you're witnessing atrocities around the world, when you're trying your best to play your part in that peace? It's very difficult. Like we're told, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Peace begins with very, very simple things. And if we feel like we're not getting enough peace, we want to disrupt the peace of others, then that's being selfish. Why would you want to do that? We need to embark on this journey of peace. And in order for it to happen, someone has to make the move. Someone has to think in their mind, enough is enough. Someone has to have that wisdom to say, no, this is how we should do it. Let's try something different. All the other ways that we tried, all the methods we tried in the past, obviously didn't work. And that's why it's got us to where we are right now. So why not change the methods to create a better peace? Peace in itself is a journey of 1,000 miles, and it must be taken step by step. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of work on your part. And sometimes you have to remind people that, hey, it's okay. Let me show you another way. We can only know that we know nothing, and that it is the highest degree of human wisdom. How do we bring peace onto this earth that we are living in? How can we help the future generations? We need to get off our high horses, especially our elderly people, our people in power who abuse their titles by creating injustice. You think you're doing your communities, your people, you think you're doing them favors, but you're actually making things worse for them. And you're not exactly leaving a good legacy behind. In order for you to create that peace, you need to understand that it's not just going to impact your life, it's going to also impact the generations to come. So what are you leaving for them? Are you creating a mind that is full of hatred? And are you training these children that are coming to this world the same level of hate? How dare you? How selfish of you? How wrong of you to do that? Change the way. Make it about peace. Train them to be peace-loving people to the people around them, regardless of where they come from. Humanity must stand together and work towards a peaceful solution. If we cannot do peace, we must sit and find ways to create peace. If we have a different sense of mind that is disrupting the path to peace, we must remain calm and sit and observe and realize that we were all created to know one another. We were all created to learn from each other. We were not created to hate each other. How does one heal if there is no peace? If there is no justice? this is where we have to change our ways. The modern life, the modern education, they are all focusing on external goals. What you should achieve out there for yourself. But instead, peace of mind. It's not something that is taught in schools. And that is from within. And when you start to learn that, when you start to understand that peace can only come from within you, and you can only exercise it by bringing it forth, that is when you learn more about why peace is important in today's society. We are all battling demons within us. There's a war that is occurring within us. So why would someone create a war out on the outside? We have wars within us. We are trying to create peace within us, internally. And externally, there are so many wars happening around the world. What do we do to rectify this? How do we find a common ground where we can sit and talk and say, hey, whatever your differences, whatever your beliefs, whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever mindset you have been trained, and let's start working on a peaceful solution. War in itself, we are told, is only a cowardly escape from the problems of peace. War cannot achieve peace. War will simply achieve war and hate. And that hate is passed on to the next generations. And there is also trauma within that war that occurs for years to come. And even that trauma, when that person passes from this world, they also pass that trauma to their children. Generational trauma. So we must learn to live together. How many conflicts have we heard of around the world? Every time you switch on the news, you'll hear something. Something is going on. How do we fix this? How do we fix the peace within us? People want to hurt us. People want to get one up on us. People want to find ways to disrupt our peace. Yet all they are doing is just they are disrupting their own peace. There are no winners here. All that occurs is peace is disrupted. I want you to close your eyes just for a few seconds. And I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine a world full of greenery, full of flowers, blue skies, a beautiful meadow. You can hear the birds above you. And as you walk, there's a gentle breeze. And all you hear is this stillness, this peace. Just imagine that. Just imagine the smiles around you. People are walking towards you right now. And you sit together. And you look around you as you sit. You imagine this beautiful world around you. And between you and them, there are no barriers. Between you and them, there is just peace. Between you and them, there are smiles. There is no hate here. There's no room for hate in these meadows of peace. There's no room for jealousy and envy. Just peace. Just imagine that kind of a world where you are free to roam on the lands and not worry about someone trying to occupy them. You are free in the seas. We are sharing this beautiful land that God has given us. We are free. Just imagine this world. These are possibilities. Open your eyes. These are possibilities. Nothing is impossible if you work very hard towards it, if you commit towards it. Peace is the only way that we can help ourselves. Peace cannot be purchased. You can't walk into a shop and buy peace. You can't hand it to someone, but instead, it is an unspoken language. When you smile, a universal stance, a way to abolish hate, extinguish the fires of anger and jealousy with peace. Oh, gentle soul, you are just a matter of days. You are not here for long. Oh, gentle soul, walk on this path of hope. Embrace each journey that comes your way. Appreciate the company that passes you by. Sit and observe of the beauty of this creation that God has created for you to look around with your eyes that He gave to you, that He gifted to you. The gift of sight is something that even if you spent your entire lives giving thanks, it will never be enough for the gift of sight God has given to you. It's something that you cannot repay back. Oh, gentle soul, I know you are hurting. I know your soul is crying. I know your soul is weeping. I know you see what I see when the children are suffering. I know you see what I see when their homes are crumbling. I know you see what I see when their parents are crying. I know you see what I see. I know you see what I see. The father digging through the rubble of his home that is now dust and rubble. Why must we disrupt the peace of each other? What did this child do to deserve something like this? No one is deserving of this kind of suffering. Oh, gentle soul, why do you choose to disrupt the peace of others? Peace in itself, as we are told, is not just a distant goal, but it is something that we must seek. We must set off on this journey of peace. That is the only way we can create that peace within us, by acknowledging that peace is required. Peace is being disrupted. We must work on going back to the original human state. The human mind yearns for that kind of peace, as we call it, sukoon, as we want it so much. And it is possible to have peace in this life. We were not just put on this earth to hate one another. We were not just put on this earth to create destruction. We were created to get to know one another, and for many other reasons. Read your scriptures. Learn from them. Learn the beauty of what peace is all about. For that is the only way that we can move forward as humanity. Hey, what's up, guys? This is the Peace Movement Podcast, and we're all about exactly what we are. It's peace and nothing but peace. We're here to change the methodologies that are being used today to create hate amongst our communities. We are here to change that because we believe in a better world, not just for ourselves, but for our children. What kind of a life are we leaving our children? What kind of a legacy? We want to leave them a good legacy. So why don't you join me on this fantastic journey? Let's make a more meaningful life through peace and become disruptors that create more peace. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. Peace.